So, Sarah, this film was unique in many ways, and one that stands out for me is that it's bilingual in both the English and the Inupiaq language, which is the indigenous language of the people featured in the film. Tell us how this was incorporated into the film. Whose idea was it, and what was the process to incorporate another language into the narration of the film?
Yeah, I have worked on a few films over the years that are bilingual or just in Indigenous language. And I've made a few films in the Inupiaq language. Some of my first films were in Inupiaq. I did an internship with the Smithsonian Arctic Studies Center when I was a graduate student, and I made six short films, and they had some Inupiaq in there. And I worked with a language speaker, Lorena Williams, who lives in Kotzebue. And she was one of the elders on that project, and there were two others. It's always important to have another eye to look at the spelling and pronunciation. And so I have continued to work with Lorena Williams over the years. She can write Inupiaq very well. She has taught Inupiaq at the college level. And not everyone that speaks Inupiaq or can speak Inupiaq knows how to spell it, right? Because people haven't been writing the language as long as they've been speaking it. But Lorena does know how to write it and speak it fluently. And she speaks the coastal dialect. There's actually about five dialects of Inupiaq. I kept thinking about how knowledge is transmitted through languages. And when you go from one language to the next, there's something that isn't held. There's a way of knowing held within a language. And Inupiaq is an endangered language. And so, whenever possible, I like to try to incorporate the Inupiaq language. And I was able to ask Lorena if she wanted to participate in that. And so the way that got started was I first spoke with Alex Whiting at the tribe and asked, how do you feel about this being bilingual? He was great with it. And so I created a draft of narration, and it was looked at by Alex Whiting. And he's lived in the community for many, many years and is married to an Inupiaq woman. And then all of the four elders on the project looked at the script. Was it appropriate? Was it saying what is true about the community? Because the thing with the script for the Inupiaq is that it was all the place-based information about the community, the way of life. And so I didn't actually feel totally comfortable me being the one to draft it up. But because I especially knew it was important to have all of them looking at the script. And once they were okay with it, and once we came up with the script we all liked, I then gave it to Lorena Williams and she translated it. And then I had a friend of mine who is also a film producer and does audio recording. Her name is Holly Nordlum, and she went over to Lorena's house and recorded her speaking the Inupiaq, and then it was incorporated in the film. And then the other narrator is myself, and I speak to the project itself and the science. So I did that on purpose that I'm not speaking about the way of life in Kotzebue. A local person who's speaking Inupiaq is talking about the local way of life, and so that I feel like that's really important to maintain that.